What's good, everybody? Hope you guys are having a wonderful and blessed day. Welcome to another episode of the GamerFlex Podcast, a podcast where you can be able to enjoy your favorite video games, while also making sure your health and fitness is a priority as well. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Ace. Appreciate you guys for coming through. If you guys didn't get a chance to check out the last episode, feel free to check the link down below. We got a whole bunch to talk about. The Game Awards just happened yesterday. At the time of recording is Friday, so it happened yesterday on Thursday, December 7th. So we got a lot to talk about. Just wanted to say shout out to everybody. Appreciate everybody for coming through. Thank you. If you guys are new, feel free to go check out the previous 80 episodes. This is actually 81. And God willing, everything stays right with consistency. We'll be hitting 100 soon. So, hey, I appreciate you guys. Be sure to check us out over on, check out the podcast over on all your favorite podcast platforms, from Spotify, where you can be able to elect to watch the video version or the audio version, on Apple. And if you're going to be on Apple or Spotify, I'd be really appreciated if you guys can be able to rate the podcast 5 stars, because we are trying to build the brand of GamerFlex and be able to bring new viewers and listeners into the podcast. And it'd be great. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to everybody over at the Game Illuminati. If you guys are not aware, I am a part of the Game Illuminati, an awesome group of men of color who cover all types of grounds, from video games to music to anime to sports to fitness to creative. You think it, we got it. If you're interested, be sure to check out GI Updates. Go check out our website. Then that actually will be as the hub for all Game Illuminati members as far as content, social media platforms, and all that. Go check it out, GIUpdates.tv. We also have a Discord, which is free. But if you would like to be one of the paid tiers, it actually really does help the GI financially. And plus, you get to be participate in so many dope things and community-driven events and everything like that. We literally just had the Slander Awards, which is, GI has been doing that for a few years now. And a lot of the Discord members were and were pretty much were able to participate in that and hang out with us via Discord and everything. It also was live on the homie TBH, the Black Okage's Twitch stream. Which was really, really dope. But you know, cool opportunities like that is really cool. So if you'd like to check it out, it's discord.gg/GI updates. Shout out to everybody over at the Vegas Inferno. I am the head fitness trainer of the Las Vegas Inferno, the official esport organization of the beautiful city of Las Vegas. I have what is called the Lion's Den with the Inferno, where it's tangible workouts every Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So these are workouts that you, the viewers, the listeners can do with equipment, without equipment. And this is something that I kept in mind, that for beginners, people that are just really trying to get out there and just do something, these tangible workouts will be able to help you to get jump started. Now, of course, if you're looking to try to get deeper into your fitness bag, if that's what the kids are saying nowadays, hit me up via social media. I do personal training in person and online. Feel free to let me know. We can talk further about that. And last, definitely not least, coming actually around my 2-year mark, I am a member of the AMD Red Team. I'm partnered with AMD and AMD Gaming. They provide so much stuff, and I'm truly blessed and appreciative of the opportunity of things what I've been able to do with AMD. They're awesome. So feel free to go check out AMD and AMD Gaming. Of course, there's some dope things coming out of AMD, and I have some dope plans with them next year. So I'm looking forward to that. So shout out to AMD and everybody over at the AMD Red Team. And of course, got to shout out my partner manager, Leslie, best partner manager out there. So I've gone into detail. I've talked, shouted out people and everything like that. We're going to have some changes, and I'm working on that right now. Consistency is key, and I really want to go hard with the podcasting next year. And I am open to constructive criticism and feedback. It's the only way for us to be able to grow. Yes, I may create the content, edit it, and everything like that. But if I'm not getting the necessary feedback and constructive criticism from those that watch it, how can I truly improve? I mean, there's only so much I can do. So feel free to hit me up on various social media. There's going to be some changes. The podcast is looking to be every 2 weeks, so we'll be able to get an ample amount of things to discuss. I know I've been around the 1 to 1.5 hour mark, depending on the news and whatnot. and the consistency of the podcast, and I really want to kind of work on that as I try to get better. I mean, there's only way, the only way is up for me. Is a learn. This is something that I learn from my peers, but also got to learn on my own as well. So I'm trying to do better, and I hope that I can be able to provide better for you guys. And I appreciate that everybody has watched all the episodes so far. But yeah, I'm gonna most likely do every 2 weeks starting in January. Of course, things will be maneuvered a little bit differently because me and my wife are expecting our baby girl in the end of February. So but of course that will be, I'll make adjustments accordingly, as well as if I have any opportunities from coming to acting stuff, if I'm going to be on set for a week or whatever it may be, or if anything family or work related, anything like that comes up, I'll discuss with you guys prior. So just be on the lookout, looking for constructive criticism, hit me up, and I'm looking for bigger and better things for Gamer Flex for next year. Yeah, I typically like to do the mental wellness check, and I am going to stay consistent with that. I feel like it's very important. I know some people may feel a little bit maybe uncomfortable with that stuff, and I understand if you want to skip the mental wellness check. Hey, totally understandable. But I feel that it's very important to speak on that with the platform I do have. One person can hear it, or a million people can hear it. As long as one person is listening, it could help them. So when it comes to mental wellness check, you know, I'll talk about, fitness and everything and the importance of health and fitness. But, you know, we don't really have that conversation about mental health the way we should. Now, with social media and whatnot, it's been more of a topic within the past few years. But I feel like we still have a long way to go, especially as a man of color and of men of color, especially when, you know, we were raised, a lot of us were raised to kind of just deal with it. I mean, I'm 33 and I still deal with my mental issues and things that have happened to me in the past, and from what happened with my parents and everything like that, you know, it caused me to have anxiety. But you know, God's going to make a way and everything's going to be good. But these 4 points I use to encourage myself and those around me, and I hope that it can encourage you. Now, of course, disclaimer, always got to be with the disclaimer. I am not a licensed physician. These points work for me and my family, and I'm totally aware that what may work for me may not necessarily work for you, but it doesn't mean that I can't try to help and encourage you. But what I will say is, after that, with this disclaimer, if you need help, get it. Please talk to your physician, your family doctor, whoever medically you can reach out to. Try to, in a healthy way, to let somebody know, hey, I need some help. I really encourage you. Now, these 4 points, they're simple yet powerful. First thing is prayer. I've never been ashamed to speak about me believing in God and truly understanding the power of God and what he could do for my family. I'm totally blessed. Through the ups and the downs and the trials and tribulation, God has done wonderful things for my family. He has helped me a lot mentally through everything that we've gone through so far. And the power of prayer is such a great thing. And just studying the Bible and reading scripture, and being around like-minded people who believe, it's awesome. It's great. Lend you guys in a little something. My mom always told me, I need to have a woman of God. They do. And, you know, she told me that all the time. And then later on down the road, my wife is a believer in God. It's crazy how things work out, but God has been amazing for my family. Of course, you know, we make mistakes. Just because you have God in your life doesn't mean bad things don't happen. It just means you have somebody always there for you. And I'm not going to shove religion down your throat. That's not my place. And I'm not, no one here to judge, but I highly encourage it. It's great mentally. It really is. And if you ever want to talk more about it, hit me up. I have no problem sharing it with you. Second, communication. I'm a husband, I'm a father. Communication is really key when it comes to your mental health. And with me suffering from anxiety, you know, I've finally been able to express it to my wife and my family in a way that they know, hey, I'm either okay or I'm not okay. I still suffer from panic attacks. from time to time. But if I wouldn't communicate the panic attacks to my wife, I would be a nervous wreck. I would be. Now, of course, it's easier said than done, but that communication really does help. It does wonders for my mental health. I've had anxiety attacks where I prayed, then I call my wife and me afterwards and tell her what's going on. I'm detailed. Oh, my chest is hurting. I was just doing this and I'm getting all dizzy. And I felt like I was going to pass out. Like, stuff like that is scary. But when I'm talking to somebody and I communicate with somebody, it does make it feel better. Now, of course, I encourage you to find healthy ways to be able to reach out to people. But I understand that communication can be very difficult and it's easier said than done. So I really hope that this leaves you a little bit more encouraged to do so, because it can do wonders for you. Check on your close friends, hit them up on Facebook, text them, yo, what's good, how are you? Men, women, doesn't matter, hey, how you doing, can go a long way, trust me. Video games, I mean, come on now, we're really about to go to talk about the game awards, and literally 2023 was in. I know these Call of Duty streamers and content creators and NBA 2K only community players and everything will tell you that gaming was weak this year. Well, let me tell you, buddy, 2023 is going to go down in history as one of the best gaming years of all time. It's not the best gaming year of all time, but it's definitely up there. Yeah, 2023 was fire. Video games is great for your mental health. Just take care of your business, okay? Don't be so deep into Baldur's Gate 3, but you haven't showered in days. You have a bucket, or you haven't showered in days. You haven't went to go touch grass and be active, go to the grocery store, check on your family, go outside with your friends for a little bit, go walk your dog. Like you've been sitting in your gaming chair for over 24 plus hours and haven't done a thing. Like, what are you doing? That's terrible for your mental health. But if you actually take care of your priorities and make sure all your affairs and everything is good, gaming is fitness. And gaming is great. And we're gonna talk about a new theme that I want to work with, that I actually heard this in church last week, and I was like, yo, I need to use this for the podcast. And it's about motivation, passion, and purpose. Gotta find your motivation. You gotta be passionate about it. And with you finding out what your motivation is and finding out what you're passionate about and what the passion to drive you, you'll find your purpose. And that's with the same thing with fitness and in gaming, is you just gotta be motivated. And then let's get into the fourth point, fitness. I had a pretty bad day the other day. No need to disclose what happened. It's unfortunate, but I'm actually fine. I'm okay. It sucks, but I went to the gym. I felt better. Prayed, talked to God. I was good. I was like, I know everything's gonna be okay. But man, fitness does wonders for your health, man. It does. It just feels good. I had a very emotional day last week, and I went for a 5-mile run. I felt so much better. I did. I felt so much better. Now, I may have been tired, yes, but mentally, I felt great. Like, it relieved all my stress, my anger, me being upset, and I just felt better. I highly recommend fitness, you guys, not just for your own health and well-being, but just what it can do for you mentally. It's such an amazing tool and a positive tool to be able to help you. And it has multiple benefits. So I highly encourage it. So that's been a wellness check. I hope you guys enjoy that. And again, please get help if you need it, and look out for a friend. I'm telling you, checking on your people is always a great thing. Social media is a powerful tool. All right. So, Daddy Dorian. All right, I keep forgetting. I didn't change it. It's not Daddy Dorian experience. I need to change this in my notes. It's the father experience. I talk about my son, and I'm going to be a father to a beautiful little girl soon. Prayerfully, everything goes well. We're in the third trimester. So, you know, with what happened, you know, with my wife earlier in the year, for those that don't know, my wife miscarried our second child, but I know our heaven baby is looking down on us, and so happy for our family that we're going to have another family member added, he or she, because it was pretty, we didn't know what the sex of the baby was. He or she is looking down on us knowing that our family's growing. Being, you know, dealing with that, and I talked about like it previously, it really messed us up. But through the blessings of God, our little baby girl is going to be here. And, you know, it's when you have a miscarriage, I can only speak from a man's perspective. I would never even attempt to speak from a woman's perspective. But from a man's perspective, you know, for me, it took me a very long time to really just cry it out. I didn't really have that time to like cry. I didn't feel the need to cry because I know I needed to be there for my wife. I needed to be there for my family, my mother, my father. Like it wasn't just us that was affected. It wasn't just my wife was affected. It was everyone in our family. Our family was devastated. Members of our church was devastated. So I, you know, as a father, you know, I had to really dig deep and, you know, not put my emotions to the side, but I needed to also make sure I'm okay. Yes. And I have the things. I literally just list 4 points and that helped me go through that. But I had to be there for my wife and everything. And so we're just super excited, but we're taking it day by day. You know, unfortunately anything can happen. You know, tomorrow's never promised. It's truth. Tomorrow's never promised. I don't care how much you're in shape with everything like that. But, you know, we're taking it day by day. You know, the baby shower is tomorrow at the time of the recording. So that's going to be cool. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be awesome. You know, I'm always, you know, kids are definitely a part of your fitness journey, especially if you want kids that are going to be active. You know, I want to be as active as I can be, and as old as I get, if God allows me to. I want to be able to take my son to soccer practice, baseball practice, football practice, and be able to do the drills with him to show him how to do it. Perfect it, to do better with these drills, to go running with my son. My dad did the same thing with me. He wasn't just yelling from the sideline and telling me what to do. I mean, as far as like the running stuff of it, I was, and my dad will admit it, but I was a way better football player than my father. But my dad knows how to run. Like, he's very conditioned and everything like that, and he got my conditioned up. I'm faster than my father. I always have been, even since as a little kid. Don't think Dorian is going to get me there yet. I am going to be very positive and competitive with that. Maybe my daughter will. She might be my track star. But, you know, as a father, I'm trying to stay fit. I'm trying to stay active. And kids are going to... And my son runs everywhere. So I have no choice but to be active. I don't need him leaving me in the dust. He's fast. He's pretty fast for a 3-year-old. Like, very fast, actually. And he has us running all the time. So I need to make sure that I'm in tip-top shape, you know, to be able to participate, but also be able to catch them down, let them know, hey, daddy still got this. But kids are very important. Kids are going to play a huge role in your fitness journey, especially when you have a newborn, an infant. Man, if I ever can find this picture of me, I had my old high school long t-shirt on. I remember it like it was yesterday. I had a fro at the time. It was more of a high top fade. And I remember it was like 3 or 4 days since Dorian had came home. Dog, when I tell y'all, the way I looked in that photo, I was going through it. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I mean, first time father, I'm happy, I'm blessed, but I'm tired, boss. I was tired. My wife wasn't really getting to sleep like that. We were trying to figure out how she can get some sleep. I'm sitting here having no sleep at all. This photo, I just look like I've gone through it. Like, if I can find it one day, I'm gonna show you guys. But that played a huge role in my fitness journey, my active lifestyle. I had to really figure out how I was gonna be able to do it, and it takes a village. So I thank my wife and I thank my family for that, because man, it was difficult trying to get them workouts in. Now with my daughter coming, I'm all right. And for you guys that make fun of me, because those that have been following me on social media for a very long time know that I actually, and yes, I'm proud of it and have no shame in it. My wife was actually laughing about it, but she wasn't mad or anything like that. I guarantee you, your wives would prefer you to be active and, you know, focus on your health and stuff like that, then not. But I brought some mini loop bands with me to the hospital. And so my wife was in labor, and I excuse the terminology. I am not in the medical field. I'm too squeamish for that. But I think she was in active labor, but she wasn't like huffing and pushing our son out. No, but she was definitely in labor. And I happened to be doing, I was doing squats. I was doing loop band workouts. I posted it on Twitter. I posted it in the GR chat, and I got flamed for it. But you know what? I'm proud of it. And I when I talk to my daughter, yes, I talk to her all the time. I've been asking her, hey, just if you want to, you know, come, when you want to come into the world, just do it in the afternoon so daddy can just, you know, go to the gym early in the morning and just, you know, I'm gonna go downstairs, of course, because the closer that we get to the due date, I'm not gonna be far. I already had the baby bag ready. But I've been telling my daughter, just come in the afternoon because, you know, daddy wants to get a workout in. I can go downstairs and get a workout in this time. So, but yeah, I might bring my equipment. So I'm proud of it, whatever. But yeah, kids are gonna have a huge part of your fitness journey. So, gaming. Games are currently playing right now. Super Mario RPG. I've been going and collecting things in Sea of Stars. NBA 2K24. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Games I'm looking forward to as of right now. Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. I'm still looking forward to that. You know, there was an alpha test that happened a few weeks ago. I'm looking forward to a few of the games that were released or shown during the Game Awards that we'll talk about. But that's pretty much it. So let's go ahead and start talking about it. And, you know, this is the talk of the town, talk of the, you know, Twitter. And, you know, I'm still calling it Twitter, even though it's X. Talk of all social media platforms. Shout out to Gaming Illuminati. They did the Slander Awards. A lot of GI members were there, on top of a lot of GI Discord members and people just cool with us. They were in there. It was a very entertaining thing. They live streaming over on TBH's live stream. I'm sure he'll put some highlights and everything like that on his YouTube channel, but I'll link the Twitch channel if you want to take a look at it for the VOD. I'm not sure if the VOD is there or not, because I know he doesn't really get rid of his VODs or anything. But it was a good time. You know, we don't have E3, so I felt like this time around, man, I know they had a lot of like games that they showed off for the first time during this award show, but I always felt like the game awards from a outside perspective were about the world premieres and the conversation on talking on social media platforms or on Discord or Twitch or Kick or YouTube, and interacting with people about the results of the awards. But it's more of the social aspects. Now, within the industry, obviously, the publishers and developers and the people that all the staff and everybody that worked so hard to really be able to see their hard work be recognized. Of course, they're going to really want to enjoy that and see that. And of course, we're not going to look at it like that unless you're like Ethos, Gaming Ethos, a game developer, a creator of the game and working with a publisher. But that's what I feel like the Game Awards is like a social thing. So let's go ahead into it. We're going to look at all the categories and announce the winners. I'll talk about my thoughts on some of them and whatnot and go from there. So the first category was Best Esports Event. The winner was the 2023 League of Legends World Championships. Yeah, League of Legends is a beast. So that I'm not surprised by that. Best Esport Coach, Christine Potter Chai. Please excuse the pronunciation. I can't even speak. Please excuse how I said that. I apologize. Best Esports Team, JD Gaming, League of Legends team. Best Esport Athlete, Lee Faker Sang, and I'm Heok. Also, League of Legends. I definitely butchered that name. I apologize. Best Esport Game, Valorant. No surprise there. None whatsoever. Content Creator of the Year, Iron Mouse. Don't know who that is, I'm going to be honest with you. Most anticipated game, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. No surprise there by Square Enix. That's going to be fire. It's going to be dope. That's going to be dope. The best adaptation. Now, I'm not going to front. I really thought it was going to be the Super Mario Bros. Movie with Illumination, Nintendo, and Universal Pictures. But I'm not mad at The Last of Us with PlayStation Production and HBO winning it. But I'm not going to lie. I was actually very shocked. I really thought because of how well the Super Mario movie did, the amount of money that it made and what made Nintendo and how it was leading in the box office and how everybody was just loving the performance and whatnot. Even though we were like, Chris Pratt, Mario, but it ended up turning out to be it was awesome. It was a moment. It was actually a moment, and people still watch it and everything like that. So it was actually kind of shocked, the Super Mario Bros. Movie. I placed my vote for the Super Mario Bros. Movie, but I said it was either most likely going to be between Super Mario Bros. Movie and The Last of Us. So shout out to PlayStation Productions for that. So that's PlayStation's first, like, you know, win, but just keep that in mind. Best multiplayer, Baldur's Gate 3. I'm not gonna front. I know a lot of people love D&D and Baldur's Gate 3. I understand that, but I've seen a lot of other people discuss this and talk about this. But there's a weird state right now that gaming is in for multiplayers games, especially from the Sony side. But I'm actually kind of shocked that Baldur's Gate 3 was going to win this. I actually thought Diablo 4 was going to take the helm for this one. I'm actually very shocked. But let's see. You have Baldur's Gate 3, Diablo 4, Party Animals, Street Fighter 6, and Super Mario Bros. Wonder. That tells you right there the state of multiplayer games right now within the industry. It says, for outstanding online multiplayer gameplay and design, including co-op, massively multiplayer experiences, irrespective of game genre or platform. But to list those off, and those are the top five best multiplayer games of the year. Yeah, we need some banging multiplayers. We need some banging new ones for sure. Best sports and racing, Forza Motorsport. Best sim and strategy, Pikmin 4. So Nintendo on the board too. We knew that was going to happen. Best family, Super Mario Bros. Wonder. No shocker there. For those that don't know and they're new to the stream, new to the podcast, I am a huge Sonic fan. Sonic the Hedgehog is my favorite video game character of all time. I have Super Sonic tatted on my right arm. I have a whole bunch of Sonic paraphernalia and everything like that around the office. And Sonic is my favorite video game character of all time, next to Mega Man. But let's be honest, Sonic Superstars, cool. Sega's upset. Sonic team / Sega is upset because of the lack of purchases of the game, but it came at a terrible time. It just really came out at a very bad time. You needed to come out with this game or something like that during a time where there was no games out, but it's so difficult because of the time of the year, the immaculate gaming year we had. That played a huge role, but yeah, there was no way that best family game wasn't going to Super Mario Bros. Wonder. I knew Super Mario Bros. Wonder was going to get some type of award. Best fighting game, they got it right. Street Fighter 6. Street Fighter 6 deserves it. And don't get me wrong, I love what Ed Boon and NetherRealm Studios and WB Games did with the story for Mortal Kombat 1. It was perfect. I look forward to the DLC. But unfortunately, when it comes to Mortal Kombat 1, the game came out bare bones, which is unfortunate and rather surprising because I know NetherRealm Studios does very well with Mortal Kombat, but this came bare bones compared to the competitor of Street Fighter 6. There's so much more things to do in Street Fighter 6 at launch than there was at Mortal Kombat 1. Like, you couldn't even do something as simple as pin moves to the screen so you can be able to learn them in the lab and everything like that, or even just doing the towers. And it was very surprising. Like, you couldn't even do like tournaments and everything like that. Like, I know that's been implemented now, but the fact that it didn't come out with all this stuff, like, and then you could do that with Street Fighter 6 off rip. Like, Street Fighter 6 came with the better package, in my opinion. And they deserve best fighting game of the year. They do. Best RPG. Now, I knew Baldur's Gate 3 was gonna win it, but I voted for Lies of P, and I wouldn't have been mad if Lies of P or Sea of Stars won it, but yeah, Baldur's Gate 3, man. Jeez, they racked up the awards. The best action adventure game. So let's talk about this. So the best action adventure game is for the best action / adventure game combining combat with traversal and puzzle solving. I'm not going to front you guys. I'm actually very, 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 very shocked of the winner and who I thought was going to win. Now, the game that won it is Legend of Zelda's Tears of the Kingdom. Loved the game, beat the game, spent countless hours exploring, building different crafts and everything like that. Super dope. But if I'm going to go with the five games, or really the four games in here, because I don't believe that Resident Evil 4 from Capcom deserves to even be in this Game Awards as well at all, because it's a remake, even though it's a great game, it's an awesome remake, it doesn't deserve to be there. But out of the four games there, with Alan Wake 2, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, and Marvel Spider-Man 2, I was going to say Marvel Spider-Man 4, right? I was actually very shocked that Spider-Man wasn't going to get this one. I just had it in my head that Spider-Man was going to get this one. The best action adventure for combining combat with traversal and puzzle solving. Now, there's definitely some puzzle solving in Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. And there's definitely some traversal exploring Hyrule and underneath Hyrule. It is the crafting. It is the building. So I think that's really put it above Marvel Spider-Man 2. But we're not going to act like, yes, it was fire to have a helicopter or a fan car or whatever like that and move and throughout the world of Hyrule when you have battery charged and everything like that. But we're not going to act like that was better than Marvel Spider-Man 2. It wasn't, in my opinion. That traversal, the traversal going around New York City, going into Astoria, Queens, and everything like that, going into Brooklyn, going into other boroughs and everything like that, being able to swing around with Miles and Peter was amazing. And man, I'm very shocked that Marvel Spider-Man 2 didn't get this. Man, Nintendo stole this one. And I'm gonna be honest with y'all. If Star Wars Jedi Survivor with Respawn Entertainment and EA would have had their stuff together and the game would have not released broken, especially on PC, nothing to do with Intel or AMD, I think Star Wars Jedi Survivor would have won this. Plus, when it would have been nominated for other things, but due to the unoptimization of the game, it was very unfortunate. They didn't get the look they deserve either. But again, that was on them. But yeah, I was very shocked about Marvel Spider-Man 2. Now, remember that we got to talk about PlayStation because people were hurt because of the awards, apparently. Best action game. It was really honest in my humble opinion. It was out of four games, not five. Dead Island 2. I have no problem with Deep Silver or damn Buster Studios. I like Deep Silver. I'm going to be real with y'all, fam. Dead Island 2 should have never been on this list. It was out of Armored Core 6, which won, Hi-Fi Rush, or Remnant 2. I'm going to be real with you. I know there was a lot of action and whatnot in mechs. I mean, come on now. You can't get no more action-y without mechs. But I wouldn't have been mad if Remnant 2 won. And I actually voted for Remnant 2. Best VR, AR, Resident Evil Village VR mode. Man, and there go Resident Evil still in awards. But again, this time it's Village. It was a new game, so. Best mobile game, Honkai, Star Rail. Okay. best debut indie game. I know some people were like, well, wait a minute. Why? How come Starfield? How come Sea of Stars isn't on there? Debut indie game. It wasn't their debut. The studio that made it. So, but Cocoon, that won it. Best independent game. There you go. Sea of Stars. Well-deserved by Sabotage Studio. Great job. Best community support. I'm glad they lost. I haven't played Destiny 2 in so long, but I know for a fact that the community is not happy with Destiny, and they haven't been for a very long time. So the fact they even got into the top five is insane. I wouldn't have been mad at Cyberpunk 2077 because of the comeback CD Projekt Red had, but Baldur's Gate 3 again killed it. But here you go. Best ongoing. Because of the turnaround story of the famous CD Projekt Red, where everybody, due to what they did with the Witcher series, thought they could do no wrong. Punk came out a mess, a broken mess. There was the yellow chair gate. Shout out to the homies in the industry. I don't know why people are so upset over the yellow chair gate or the yellow jacket. I have the yellow jacket in my closet back there. But CD Projekt Red, they really turned it around. They listened to community feedback. They got back in the lab, and man, I mean, I've seen the homie Gaming Ethos really get lost into the sauce of Cyberpunk 2077 with the DLC and expansion, and then also with the changes and revamps they've done to the game entirely. It seems like Cyberpunk 2077 is at the point where it should have been when it was released. So best ongoing went to Cyberpunk 2077. Great job. Good job, CD Projekt Red. Games for Impact. It was Chia, TBH played this on his stream on Twitch. It looked dope, so that's what's up. Innovation and accessibility. Forza Motorsport, so that's dope. For those that don't know what it is, it's recognizing software and or hardware that is pushing the medium forward by adding features, technology, and content to help games be played and enjoyed by an even wider audience. So that's awesome. That's awesome. That's dope. And shout out to everybody that was part of that awards, because it was an honor just to be there. Best performance. I voted for Cameron Monahan, the guy from Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Shameless. But Neil Newborn from Baldur's Gate won that one. Sorry, Idris Elba. My bad, bro. Best audio design. I gave it to Spider-Man 2, but I'm not mad at it. Hi-Fi Rush 1. Now, mind you, Hi-Fi Rush 1. So Xbox guys are like, yo, we won an award. We getting some new games coming out. Xbox is fighting back. So just remember that, because we got to talk about that later. Best score and music. I voted for The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, but Final Fantasy 16 won, and I'm not surprised. I'm not mad about that. It did have some good music direction. Best art direction. I could have sworn it was going to be Super Mario Bros, and then here comes Alan Wake 2 out of nowhere. Best narrative. Again, maybe Marvel Spider-Man 2. Psych, Alan Wake 2 stole that, in my opinion. Kind of shocked. Best game direction, Alan Wake 2. I was shocked about this one too. Game of the year. I knew it. We all knew it. Baldur's Gate 3. Now, I want to talk about the awards. I think it was awesome. That's cool. Shout out to all the participants. Shout out to everybody that was nominated. And then shout out to all the winners. But we got to talk about something. So I saw a lot of Sony fans complaining and upset about Spider-Man not getting any awards. And they were nominated for 7 awards, and they came out with a big fat 0. Now, yes. Of course, it sucks when you don't win the championship. It sucks when you don't win the award that you are nominated for. But the fact that you were able to be included in 7 different categories for the Game Awards over an awesome amount of games that came out this year is a privilege and an honor. I'm not saying you got to be happy with the participation and whatnot, but I don't understand why Sony guys and people over on social media and whatnot were so upset, or in my, or what they said on Twitter, surprised that that Marvel Spider-Man 2 didn't win. Like I said, personally, I felt like the action adventure was a shoo-in for Spider-Man, but it wasn't. They lost. It lost. But it was nominated for 7 things. Like, yeah, it lost. It was unfortunate, but it lost. But it doesn't mean that it's a bad game. It doesn't mean you still can't have it as your game of the year. I mean, Spider-Man 2 is my game of the year personally, but I understand that. I knew that a lot of it was a tough class of elite games that it was going to be difficult for Spider-Man to win in a category. It was just too plentiful. And that's not a bad thing. It's a great thing. It's a blessing. But it's just, I just don't understand why dudes were really upset about it. Maybe it's just a whole console war thing or something along those lines. And I think that's probably what it was. And that's unfortunate. But I mean, who cares? Like, the Game Awards is still awesome. You got nominated for 7 things. Like, that's amazing. Like, you got nominated for 7 things. So stop crying and all that stuff like that. And the website crashed. That's funny. Stop crying and everything like that and just deal with it. You got nominated for 7 awards. Shout out to Insomniac, killing it, putting Sony on the back and leading the charge for as far as best games on the PS5 with Spider-Man Miles Morales, Spider-Man 2, and Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart. They leading the charge when it comes to the best games on PlayStation 5 so far in year 3 of the current generation. And can we stop? Can we stop saying next gen? Like, I'm so over the fact that everyone keeps saying next gen. We are next gen is now. Next gen is current gen. Next gen, we're not nowhere near next gen right now. We still got to go through the pro phase where we get a PS5 Pro and a souped up Xbox Series X. But I saw some people like, well, you know, we're not in next gen yet because the Xbox Series S is holding back the Xbox Series X and the PS5. And I'm like, I get it that games are downgraded or not where they could be because of the lowest common denominator, which is the not Nintendo Switch, because nobody's making like games like that for the Switch, but because of the Series S. I get it, but it doesn't mean that it's still not current gen. Like, next gen isn't current gen. Next gen is now. It's current gen now. Old gen is the PS4 and the Xbox. That's old gen. Is current gen now, the PS5, the Xbox Series X and S. This is what it is. Is current gen. It's been 3 years. Can we stop saying next gen, please? So that was the Game Awards for the winners, but we have some other things to talk about because there was a lot of announcements. So we're going to go over everything that was announced. I will talk about the things I kind of want to talk about as far as the announcements. And then we can just go from there. So we're just going to start off. Let me get a better list, because the list that I have. I don't want the biggest announcements. I want all the announcements. Everything that was announced. All right. So we got Capcom announced another Monster Hunter Wild that's going to be coming out in 2025. It'll be launching on a PC, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S in 2025. I ain't mad at it. Monster Hunter Monster Hunter series is dope. I was late to it, but I was late to the series, but it's dope, especially with homies. It's dope. Hideo Kojima officially revealed the Xbox project, now titled OD. They even had Jordan Peele, who is going to be a collaborator on the project. So they showed the reveal of that. God of War Ragnarok DLC Valhalla. Oh, God. gives me PTSD thinking about Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Look, I love y'all. Yeah, Ubisoft. But, bruh, I put 80 hours into Valhalla and still was nowhere near 100% in the game. But God of War Ragnarok Valhalla is DLC. It comes out next week. So they're going to be giving away a DLC expansion, and it's titled Valhalla, and it's going to take elements of like a roguelite genre, which I've been starting to really like, and it's going to infuse it with God of War combat, and it's free, and it comes out December 12th. Yeah, dang right, I'm going to be downloading that. Marvel's Blade is in development at Arkane Studios. Now, hearing Arkane Studios, I know some people are wary because they did the infamous Redfall, which unfortunately fell very well, very far. But I think this is a different studio associated with them, but it's around with Arkane Studios. It's a different team under that umbrella. But they're developing a new Blade game, and it's going to be rated mature, single player, third person game set in the heart of Paris. Development just started, so it's about to be a few years. And from the vertical slice that they showed, it was just CGI. The graphics, it almost looked like a Redfall-ish graphics, but it almost looked like it looked very animated. I mean, again, I ain't mad at it. I'm sure it's gonna be fire, but just the way it looked, it just looked animated. Sega decided to drop a banger. Shout out to the homie Run JD Run. I know he went crazy for in the first game. So Sega dropped a ridiculous announcement. They announced 5 new games are in development. They're bringing Jet Set Radio back. They're bringing Shinobi back. Golden Axe, Streets of Rage, and Crazy Taxi, and more. They didn't drop dates or anything like that. But for the OG fans like myself, when it comes to Sega, they went back and they vote and they say, yo, we have to develop some fire stuff. Sonic is not doing well for us. We gotta come up with something else. So they bringing back Jet Set Radio, Shinobi, Golden Axe, like Streets of Rage. First of all, Streets of Rage soundtrack about to go fire, but they're bringing that back and Crazy Taxi. Oh, bruh. Yeah, they dropped a bomb. Embarks the Finals is available now. Actually, it was Shadow Drop and is available to play on PC now. And I believe it's free to play. I'm not sure, but you can check it out. No Man's Sky developer Hello Games showed off Light No Fire. Final Fantasy 16 DLC announced. Rise of the Ronin gets a March 2024th date. March 22, 2024. This is by Team Ninja. Open world samurai game that's got a length in it. I'm not mad at it. I'll try it out. Skull and Bones release date reveal. Cool. Lost Records, Bloom and Rage, and is the next game for Life is Strange. So we're getting another Life is Strange game. Most likely we'll get that. So, I'm mad at it. Dragon Ball Sparking Zero finally gets a reveal. So now it was previously teased. Budokai was a few months ago, but then we didn't hear anything. But the actual name has been revealed as Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, and I believe it's going to be including everything from Dragon Ball Super. If I'm a betting man, I'm getting it. No reveal date or anything like that. Just showed a trailer. Fortnite Rocket Racing gets a new trailer. Dang, Fortnite is everywhere with Legos. Now they're doing a Rocket League like collab with Rocket Racing. Ori developers Moon Studios reveals No Rest for Wicked. BioWare veterans reveal new RPG. Exodus reveal that looked rather. And they had Matthew O'Callaghan, and he's gonna be in it, I believe. It doesn't look bad. I'm interested in that. The Big Walk is the next game from Untitled Goose Game developers. Meh. Kimuri is the first game. I don't even know. I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm not going to act like that. But Kumori, I believe, is the name of the game. Dead by Daylight spinoff was revealed. The casting of Frank Stone, if you're into that. Jurassic Park Survival coming from Saber Interactive. Visions of Mana revealed by Square Enix. Hellblade finally got a trailer. Hellblade 2 finally got a trailer to look into it. I know some guys are very excited about that. Joseph Fares, Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons is getting a remake. The developer, former Payday developers revealed Den of Wolves. Black Myth Wukong finally has a release date for here on the West, overseas. I'm excited for it. So it's going to be released on Xbox Series XS, PS5, and PC via Steam and Epic. And it's going, yeah, so we finally had, and it's supposed to be coming out my birthday month, August 20th of 2024. I actually probably will be gone during that time, traveling, hopefully. Zao is coming out in April 23, 2024. Tales of Kenzira, is the EA original. Palia is coming to Nintendo Switch next week. Outlast Trials is coming to console. Rise of the Golden Idol revealed. Dust Falls is coming out for PS4 and PlayStation 5. The Last Sentinel revealed from Lightspeed LA. Zenless Zone Zero coming in 2024. Space Marine 2 coming out in September 9th of 2024. Mecha Break was revealed. The First Descendant gets a summer 2024 release window. It looks interesting. Guilty Gear Strive adds a new character to the roster. Banishers Ghost of New Eden got a new trailer. The First Berserker revealed trailer. Supernatural Action Adventure Unusual June revealed. Daniel Mullins next game, Pony Island 2, Panda Circus. Harium, Harmonium, the musical. Dead Cell Studios Motion Twin reveals Windblown. Thrasher announced from developer A Thumper. World of Goo 2 revealed. Arknights Infield coming to the PS5. The Matchless Kung Fu revealed trailer. A new look, another trailer for Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. Which is set to release in February. Ready or Not version 1.0 coming out in December 13th. So literally in 5 days. Honkai Star Rail gets a new trailer. GTFO's final update gets a trailer. Asgard's Wrath 2 is coming to MetaQuest on December 15th. StarCraft, like Stormgate, gets new gameplay trailer. And that's it. Yeah, so overall, I thought the show was cool. I didn't get a chance to be in the Slander Awards with the rest of the GI, which is handling business and whatnot. But I did get a lot of glimpse to the videos. Man, it was hilarious. But overall, I thought it was pretty dope. I'm looking forward to Wukong for sure. Blade, I'm interested. I want to see more. But overall, I thought it was pretty solid. A little shockers in the awards, but hey, I ain't mad at the reveals. Fire. So there was another thing that I wanted to talk about, but I've been talking about the Game Awards and everything like that. Let me actually get a sip of water. I've been talking about the Game Awards and everything like that. I wanted to finally start talking about the Spartan Race, like in detail, like the events I did. So I actually had to put in a work order through their ticketing program because my race results actually did not sync with my account through the Spartan Race. So I had to go in with IT with them. I had to tell them everything that was going on. I was like, hey, I ran this. I got the medals and everything like that. And it's not associated with my account. So I was like, can we get that taken care of? Because I want that stuff tracked. And then, like, you know, when you get the trifecta, you get all that information, like all of that's there. So I wanted to make sure it was linked properly. But now that I have that, I have the results of all my events, and I wanted to go over it with you guys. So for my, let's go through the super, since that is the lowest of the two that I did that day. The Phoenix Spartan Super, which is the 10K, finished in 2 hours and 4 minutes and 14 seconds. Again, there was a lot of stop and goes and everything like that. And plus, I had just ran a beast the previous day. I wasn't doing this for time. I was doing this for completion. I was overall 483rd out of 1,859 people. I got some pretty dope photos. I put them out on IG already, so follow me on IG at GamerFlex if you're interested. Let's go over the obstacles. So there was 26 obstacles. I completed 23 out of the 26. The 4-inch walls I did, the hurdles I did, the barbed wired crawl I did, the rolling mud I did, the dunk wall I did, the slip wall I did, and they have like percentages of people that did everything. The slip wall, and these are all like pretty high, in the high 90s. I did the monkey bars, but only 66 people finished it. Now, I will say this, the monkey bars can be rather difficult if you don't have good upper body strength and everything like that and good core, but it's also not fair when it's been raining and then you just get dunked in water and your hands are all wet and everything like that. If you don't have gloves or anything like that, it can be rather difficult. And then if you're going after somebody else, that area where you're holding the monkey bars could be wet. So, but only 66 people completed that. The Hercules hoist. And that's like when you have to take like a huge bag of sand, super heavy, and hoist it up and bring it down with control. 97% people completed that. Now, this was probably one of the lowest percentage of people that completed it, which is almost like 50%. I couldn't get it. I failed it. This was my first fail. The spear throw. I told you guys before, I couldn't get it. I've never been able to get the spear throw, and I've done it three times. For the sprint, super, and beast, and I could not do it. The bucket carry going up the mountain, did it. 99% of people did that. Plate drag, did it. I didn't get the rope climb for the super. I was very tired, so that's my second missed obstacle. The bender, I did that. The box, I did that. Oh, I lied. Olympus, with only a 32% completion rate, was the lowest one so far that I see. I didn't complete that one. 7-inch wall, did it. Beater, did it. Twister, did it. Stairway to Sparta, did it. Atlas carry, did it. Vertical cargo, did it. The Z wall, did it. And multi ring, did it. Sandbag carry, did it. A-frame cargo, did it. And then inverted wall. An inverted wall was actually the wall that I cramped both my calves cramped on during the beast. So that was for the super. So I did 23 out of 26 obstacles. It was around 57 degrees, but it wasn't bad. But yeah, that was the Phoenix Spartan Super 10K. Then let's go over the results for the Spartan Beast. Now the Spartan Beast, first time doing it, I did it in 4 hours and 21 minutes and 49 seconds. I was 805th overall over 1,988 people, which almost 2,000 people, I was 105th. So excellent. I never did this before, and I was doing obstacles. So let's see how I did from the stuff. So I did share this more with you guys. So there's a ranking breakdown that I didn't get to share with you guys. So let's go back to the super real quick. So I was in the 26th percentile when it comes to time and everything like that. So not bad. And out of my gender, I was 426. Out of my age, so 426 out of 1,298 people. And then, so out of the rest of the men. And then my age group, I was 80 out of 265. So now let's go back to the Beast and let's break everything down. So for the Beast, like I said earlier, 4 hours, 21 minutes, 49 seconds, 805. So 805th. I was 805th out of 1,988 people. A deeper breakdown, I was in the 40th percentile for this one. And that's no surprise there. I've never done this before. I was, again, out of my gender, so all the males, 687th out of 1,433 people. So majority of the people that did this was men, which is understandable. And out of my age group, I was 123rd out of 236. So yeah, I was 123rd out of 236. Now, go over the obstacles. I completed 29 of the 31 obstacles. Now, I'm just going to go with the obstacles I failed because I did all. So that's right. I have to go over it because there's different obstacles. So the 4-inch wall did it. Hurdle did it. Barbara did it. Rolling mud did it. Dunk wall, slip wall, monkey bars, Hercules hoist did it. Spirit throw failed it. That was my first fail. Did everything else, a bucket carry, plate drag, rope climb. I did the rope climb. That's probably the highlight of my beast, was completing the rope climb. Now, I was super happy. I did it terribly. The technique was god awful, but I did it. But I was exhausted and I paid afterwards and I cramped up like crazy because I was at the bottom of a mountain and I had to scale a mountain right afterwards and it sucked. That was, I cramped up. It sucked. And I was only on mile 4 and I still had over 8 miles to go left. But yeah, I was proud about that. Bender, I got it. Now, what I'm upset about is I should have did the box, but I was really cramping up. But I could have grabbed up on top. I should have asked the instructor or the staff member that was checking to make sure people did it. I should have asked the instructor if I can grab the top of the thing and pull myself up, because as long as you get up, that's all that mattered. And I didn't think about it, and I failed out, did the penalty loop, it kept it moving. But I could have completed that because I got it in the super. I did Olympus. I actually did it for that one. But I was sore. 7-inch wall. The over-unders, I did that. The Terraline Traverse, where you got to pretty much like hanging like a sloth and climb a rope. Now, I did it, but the back of my Achilles paid for it. I got a massive rug burn that I'm still healing today from. 6-inch wall done. Armor done. 8-inch wall done. I got bunnies over here. Beater done. Twister done. Stairway to Sparta did it. Atlas carry, vertical cargo, Z wall, multi ring, sandbag carry, A frame cargo, and inverted wall completed. And that was my Spartan race beast. 29 out of 31 obstacles. First time, I'm mad at it. So overall, I did very well. I'm excited. I'm thankful. I'm blessed to be able to make it through and become part of the Trifecta Club. So I was excited. Workouts. So I talked about this earlier in regards to kind of having like a new thing. I want to encourage everyone. So 2024, I decided that I'm going to ask the simple question. Did you work out? If the answer is no, if you do not have work or anything else family related and everything like that, you got higher priority things, I understand. You need to get out and work out. And the main focus is work out before picking up the controller. If you haven't worked out and you have the controller in your hand, you need to put the controller down and go work out. You need to put the mouse down and go work out. That's what I'm going to drill into these, especially these guys, at the men especially, at the Inferno. Did you work out? If your answer is no, and you got a controller in your hand, you need to look at your priorities. You need to put that controller down. You need to put that mouse down. And you need to go work out. If you want to be in shape, if you want to be in tip-top form, and you want to be focused and lasered in, you need to be working out. And that's what I'm going to drill with my guys at the Inferno, especially them. If you got a controller in your hand and you haven't did your workouts, you need to reorder your prioritization. And you need to really look at your priorities. And you need to put the controller down and go run. Go lift. Go walk. Walk your dog. Do something active. That's the mindset I'm having next year with everyone. I mean, I'm here to bridge the gap between gaming and fitness. That's literally the point of a Gamer Flex, to showcase, hey, it's okay to be a nerd. It's okay to really love video games and nerd out with the rest of the community. But you got to take care of your health and your priorities. You got to take care of your health and fitness. You got to take care of your health. Your health is very important. So I'm going to challenge my guys, especially them. Hey, if you did not work out and you have a controller in your hand, put the controller down, put the mouse down, turn off the keyboard, get up from your gaming chair and go work out. You shouldn't have a controller in your hand before putting a dumbbell in your hand. But seriously, you gotta re-look into yourself and look into your soul. And like I said earlier, so I brought it up. Motivation, passion, purpose. Find what motivates you. Find what you're passionate about. And you'll figure out your purpose. I know it's easier said than done, but it is what it is. So I got a question that I'm going to read. Shout out to the homie Fear. He said, yo, I got some new questions for the podcast. I've been losing a lot of weight due to intermittent fasting, and I've been going to the gym 4 days now, or before I go to work in the morning, before I go to work in the afternoon. My question is, I inspired my younger sister to want to go to the gym with me. She's just had a baby in March. Congratulations to her. That's awesome. And she wants to go to the gym with me. Do you think I should tell her about intermittent fasting? She knows I do this every day. So how do I get her to try intermittent fasting? Well, first and foremost, congratulations to your sister and your niece. That's awesome. That's such a huge blessing. And a beautiful name. I won't reveal it, of course. Beautiful name. But I honestly would recommend her talking to her physician first before thinking about intermittent fasting. There's a lot of pros from intermittent fasting, but if she is still breastfeeding or anything like that, then, you know, it's very important that she speaks to her physician first, and then they might recommend her to go to a nutritionist. But there's nothing wrong with encourage her, but I would encourage her to speak to a physician first, and then based off what the physician says, I can do intermittent fasting, then introduce it to her and find what her best timing windows. So thank you. I appreciate that. That was an excellent question. So that's it, you guys. Again, I told you guys I'm going to revamp the podcast starting next year. But we talked about a lot of things. I look forward to it. I'm going to be doing some first impressions soon with Avatar. Shout out to Ubisoft. I'm still gathering my thoughts on that, so I don't want to talk about it yet. And then we're going to be going back to impressions and going back to reviews. So much appreciated, you guys. Thank you guys so much for coming through. This has been another episode of the Gamer Flex Podcast, episode 81. Be sure to send me your questions if you want anything fitness or gaming related answered, or you just want to chop it up. Hit me up. I appreciate it. Stay blessed. Work hard. Play even harder. It's the Ace of All Trades. And make sure you put that controller down and get your workout in.